Sean Sheehan's UFC Fight Night 85 preview. After the world of mixed martial arts was turned upside down 2 weeks ago when Conor McGregor and Holly Holm both lost at UFC 196, it's somewhat appropriate that the UFC travels down under for its next event as Brisbane, Australia hosts the latest Fight Night card. Like most events of its ilk in modern UFC, this one is filled with local talent and topped by a vaguely interesting bout between ranked contenders. On this occasion, it's the heavyweights who take centre stage as Australian-based New Zealander Mark Hunt takes on UFC legend Frank Mir over 5 rounds. A former Pride fan favourite, Mark Hunt has elevated his stock even more since moving to UFC in 2010 as part of the buyout of his former promotion, despite his UFC debut against Sean McCorkle taking him to 6 losses in a row. That loss, though, was the kickstarter for one of the greatest and most unexpected runs in MMA history. In his next 7 fights, Hunt only lost once in a classic with Junior Dos Santos and picked up wins over the likes of Ben Rothwell, Stefan Struve and Roy Nelson. That run and an injury to Cain Velasquez earned Hunt an interim title shot on short notice in 2014, which he lost to Fabricio Werdum despite an impressive start. Since then, Hunt has lost to a number one contender Stipe Miocic and beaten Bigfoot Silva, and comes into Saturday night with the hope of climbing back towards the top of the always rocky heavyweight division. To do that, he'll have to beat one of the very best heavyweights of all time in Frank Mir. Having first won the UFC belt back in 2004 against Tim Sylvia, Mir has gone on to have one of the most glittering careers ever to be seen in mixed martial arts. It all got off to a bad start though, as the belt he won against Silva was stripped when Mir was involved in a motorbike crash. Upon his return, he wasn't the same fighter initially, but wins over Brock Lesnar and Antonio Rodrigo Nogueira 2 years later had Mir back as a UFC champion. Unfortunately for him, he immediately lost his belt again in a rematch with Lesnar, and despite another title shot against Junior Dos Santos after 4 wins in 5, Mir's days as a champion have probably gone forever. That loss was the first of 4 in a row and saw Mir on the brink of being cut from the UFC. To his credit, Mir had somewhat of a renaissance in 2015, with 2 wins out of 3, and enters 2016 with the hope of extending his fine career. As a fight, this one should be pretty fun to watch play out. Hunt, a former world champion kickboxer, is one of the most methodical and powerful strikers in the game today, so expect him to come out looking to pick Mir off with big shots. Despite being an orthodox fighter, the left hand of Hunt is arguably his most dangerous weapon, as he throws jabs and lead hooks with unmatched ferocity. Behind that, his right hand is also well able to finish opponents, with the uppercut being equal parts concussive and accurate. Just ask Roy Nelson. Mir, as of late, has begun to develop his striking into a more defensive and countering style. After his knockout win against Todd Duffy, Mir mentions that he's finally discovered that he could roll with punches and take out some of the power, a newfound skill which he will need to put to use on Saturday. Look for him to be more careful against Hunt while using the fact he is a southpaw to make the fight as awkward as possible. Over 5 rounds, you'd have to think Mir will be planning on taking it to the ground, where he should have a big advantage. Getting it there though could be the issue. Over the past few years, Hunt has developed a pretty useful takedown defense game and looks even better on the floor when it does hit the ground. Mir though is a different proposition. In all likelihood, he'll be playing the long game here and hoping to tire Hunt out and get him down once fatigued. Once it goes south, he'll be looking to latch onto whatever he can and has shown in the past he is well capable of doing it. For me, I think that's a great plan for Mir. That won't work. The 5-round distance definitely gives him an advantage, but you'd have to fancy Hunt to land at one big shot before he gasses out. With 7 knockout losses on his record, we know Frank Mir can be finished, and so does Mark Hunt. That makes for fireworks early on. Outside of the main event, local favourites Jake Matthews, Dan Hooker and Beck Rawlings also feature on the main card, while the fight pass meetings of Ross Pearson versus Chad Laprise and Leslie Smith versus Ren Nakai are a very nice way to kick off the card. While in the co-main event, Hector Lombard returns from a PED suspension to take on Neil Magny in a very intriguing bout. Lombard, a former Olympic judoka, is one of the scariest pound-for-pound propositions of all of MMA. He has superb throws, powerful hands, excellent submissions, and does everything in a lightning quick pace. Magny isn't as athletic and explosive, but with 9 wins out of 10 fights over a 2-year period, he can be an equally daunting task. A member of Tough 16, Magny is a long technical striker and dominating wrestler who can get a hold of you and not let you go for love nor money. Those two men together in an octagon, and what you have is a very interesting clash of styles. For me, I think Lombard is a little better everywhere, but it's sure going to be fun finding out. Hunt versus Mir. Hunt gets an early KO. Neil Magny versus Hector Lombard will be a hard battle, but I fancy a late Lombard stoppage. Jake Matthews versus Johnny Case. Matthews. Dan Kelly versus Antonio Carlos Jr. Antonio Carlos Jr. James Tahuna versus Steve Bossy. James Tahuna. Beck Rawlings versus Sohiham. Sohiham. Alan Juban. Dan Hooker. Viscardi Andrade. Alan Patrick. Chad Laprise. Leslie Smith. And Sean's bet of the week is Mark Hunt by first round KO at 23-10. The UK and Ireland start times for UFC Fight Night 85 is 10:30 p.m. for the early prelims, 12 a.m. for the prelims, and the main card at 2 a.m.